Today on the Chamomile Ag Report, I'll be talking about feeding calves after weaning. While plentiful feed and good calf price outlook support adding pounds after weaning, cow-calf herd owners can send more pounds of beef to market by feeding calves after weaning. It's called backgrounding to prepare calves for the feedlot. Speaking at the Missouri Livestock Symposium in Kirksville December 2nd, Eric Bailey asked producers to think bigger. Adding more pounds to calves makes sense in Missouri with plentiful feed and forage. Bailey, a new University of Missouri Extension beef nutritionist, gives farmers a fresh view of what they have. Growing up on a ranch in New Mexico allows Bailey to marvel at Missouri's beef cattle resources. Quality cattle plus good feed make a money-making combination. Bailey wasn't the only one at the symposium offering the idea. Other speakers on the beef track came from states to the southwest. They urged herd owners to plan and manage more. Bailey said current markets seek bigger calves. The futures markets indicate good prices ahead. There's another reason to hold calves. Most weaned calves go to market in September, October, and November. A seasonal price drop happens every year. Buyers get picky when lots of calves are available, Bailey said. Becoming a feeder calf producer beats that market trend. Feeding after weaning adds more pounds, which buyers want. Later in the program, beef panelists urge herd owners to become marketers, not just sellers. A management plan can be flexible. It's not doing the same thing at the same time each year. Owners can react to the market outlooks that can change each year. In his talk, Bailey told tips for feeder calf operators. First, think basic animal husbandry, he said. Weaning can be traumatic as calves go from mama's milk and eating forage to learning to eat feed from a bunk. They must learn a lot. Don't stack stresses at weaning time. One low-stress transition is to not move the calves. Reverse the usual weaning method. Move cows, not calves, out of the pasture. Or move cows-calf pairs into the dry lot. Cows lead their calves to the feed bunks. Take care of the basic care first, Bailey said. Don't try to micromanage supplements or each mineral. Leave that for later. First priority is getting water and feed intake. Late weaned calves on fall stockpile eat more grass and get less milk from their cow. The cows don't mind leaving when calves are weaning themselves. Good care can get calves on feed and eating sooner. Research shows about half the calves weaned and penned don't learn to eat or drink for 3 days. Some don't learn in 8 days. That leads to losses. Calves that drink from a pond take time to learn to drink from a waterer. Give the calves an open water source, he said, or let waterers run over to show the source of water. The beef talks were one of 8 tracks of topics that ran all day on Saturday, December 2nd. Some other tracks were horse, sheep, meat goats, and stock dogs. Top authorities in their fields were presenters. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.